This week, W8YY is taking you behind the headlines with a new series called Life Unauthorized.
He told me I was supposed to come back to Mexico.
I feel sad, angry, and not cheerful.
Back at home, I would be in danger.
I agree with what Donald Trump has been doing about getting all the criminals out.
I'm just trying to stay on the right path.
Our reporter spoke to more than a dozen immigrants living illegally in the Philadelphia region, finding stories beyond the stereotypes. According to a recent report, the majority of unauthorized Latino immigrants worry a lot that they, a family member or friend, could be deported. For WHYY, Sarah Hoover brings us the story of Yvonne from Mexico and her daughter Sophia, who have two very different ways of dealing with those concerns.
Yvonne's from Puebla, Mexico, and came to the U.S. not because she lacked work or was in trouble, but for love.
It was because I got married, because the father of my daughter was my boyfriend, and he asked me. He brought me here. And I said, why not? Let's go. And here we are. I've been happy and blessed. That was the reason. Of course, there was a lack of money in my house, but I worked as a babysitter, a shoemaker, a little bit of everything. It was mostly for love.
She crossed the border with the help of smugglers 11 years ago and made her way to Philadelphia. Her husband had already been smuggled into the country a few years before. She says this may sound weird, but she doesn't consider herself an immigrant because she feels embraced by and tied to the city. But last year's election changed that. Yvonne says many people she knows feel more afraid than they used to since President Donald Trump took office and promised to crack down on unauthorized immigrants.
My friends, my dad, who don't speak any English, he always tells me, daughter, I drive well. I've never had a ticket, but now the police are going to stop me, and what am I going to tell them if I don't speak English?
But Yvonne says she still isn't scared. Instead, she decided to get prepared. She can now rattle off her rights and her plans if she's arrested.
Always see who's knocking and don't open your door. Stay calm and not respond to anything. If they get you in the streets, remain silent. They've been given cards saying you cannot give your name and have the right to remain silent. Also, they tell me to prepare my birth certificate, my consulate registration, my passport, that my daughter has her papers together with mine. To have a plan in case I get taken, what would happen with my daughter? For me, being a migrant, these are the things I have to know and learn.
One thing she couldn't plan for is how her 9-year-old daughter, Sophia, is reacting to all this.
When we were watching the elections, she said, please, God, don't let that wicked person win. He won, and she woke up crying. She hugged me and said, Mommy, you're not leaving. It's something very hard.
If Yvonne is deported, Sophia, an American citizen, will go with her. To help with those difficult feelings, Sophia's been writing about them. Reading from her journal, Sophia explains why she doesn't want her family to return to Mexico.
I feel sad, angry, and not cheerful because Trump is going to take us to Mexico, but I'm going to stay with no one. I would not like it in Mexico because I don't speak Spanish.
While her daughter is learning to cope with an uncertain future, Yvonne says she sees a silver lining to so many people facing the same problem. Both citizens and immigrants in Philadelphia are uniting to support people in her position.
I see the positive sides. The communities and associations are focusing on informing us more and that people are having a response. There's people who've been trying to inform us, take care of us, making a sanctuary.
That was Yvonne from Mexico speaking with Sarah Hoover for WHYY's series Life Unauthorized. To hear more from undocumented immigrants living in our region, visit newsworks.org/lifeunauthorized.